Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm so excited that you're here with us today. I love starting off my Monday mornings and my week with each and every one of you that are on the call. And I was so blessed this morning. I had several messages from people that had stated that they listen to the recordings, that they can't get on live for whatever the reasons are, but they listen to the recordings. I want you to know that you can always access the recordings by going to the Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller, and they're posted there. I post them to my timeline, but I also have all of them archived on my website under the free tab. So if you go to the free tab, you'll see Bible studies and prayer call. You can definitely click there. There's also some other resources there, some scriptures, some prayers, some different tools to help you with your business if you're an entrepreneur or direct seller. So just wanted to make sure that you're aware that those are there and they're to help support you. If you have a topic or a question, please let me know. I'd like to help direct you there, or you can help just go ahead and look down the listing yourself. I'm going to start with prayer this morning, and then we will jump right into our Bible study. Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. We give you glory and honor for just an amazing weekend, and that we get to start a new week, and we get to start it with you. We praise you and we thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for speaking through my mouth of clay, giving me supernatural recall of your word and your wisdom, Lord. I pray that you will just speak through me, that it's nothing that I would say or do, but it would be all you, because we want to give you the glory. I pray that you will take the scales off our eyes, that you'll unplug our ears and you'll circumcise our heart anew, that our faith would be just rise up within us, and it would be bold, Lord, and that our fear would be gone and confusion would be gone. I pray that you will just speak directly to our hearts, Lord, that you would minister exactly what we need for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you give me the opportunity to just be your vessel and your vehicle, Lord. We love you. We thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I wondered if you've ever caught yourself saying, "Because I said so." If you're a parent, I'll bet once or twice that might have come out of your mouth. I know it has in mine. And as a child, I was very, very inquisitive. My poor parents, I just feel so bad for them, because I would ask so many questions to the point that many times the answer would eventually just cross their lips and say, "Because I said so." And I can remember thinking to myself, even just as probably about 3 years old is my first memory of this, when that inevitable answer would come to me from my parents, what was the reason behind saying, "Because I said so"? And then I would ask and think, what if it was because I said so? Little did I realize that as I grew up, my life was shaped exactly by what I said. I didn't realize it until, I'll be honest with you, probably less than 10 years ago, really. Proverbs 18:21 tells us that the tongue can bring life or death. And I saw that lived out, in hindsight, of course, as I was reflecting on how my life was really created. It was created by what I was saying. And as I continued to grow in the Lord, I could see the power behind, "Because you, Heavenly Father, said so." And I thought, you know, how incredible it would be if I really did my whole life according to the word and what God said so, instead of what I said so. You know, there were times in my life that I could not get the breakthrough, or I couldn't see the answer to my prayers, and I'd get really frustrated. I'm not a very patient person, and I made the mistake one time and prayed for patience, and won't make that mistake again. But I just don't like when I can't see the answer, and I can't see the answer right away. I like to have a plan. I like to have a direction where I'm going. I like to really just move forward. I get stuck sometimes in the trap of being a human doing instead of a human being, or better yet, a human becoming. Sometimes doubt would even start to bear its ugly head in my life, and then I realized that what was coming out of my mouth was really creating the opposite of what I wanted. I would say what I didn't want, or I would complain because it hadn't shown up in my life. Or I began to wonder if it would show up at all. And then I started to look and notice exactly what was coming out of my mouth. I was speaking death into the situation and not life. How many times do we say that we don't have any clients, or wonder why we don't have clients? And we start talking about it, and we talk about the problem instead of talk to it and use the word of God. That's not very wise, and that's what I did. And I got really frustrated by this. You know, speaking of death and wisdom and life and all of this, I want to look at what the Word says about being wise. I want to look at what Jesus taught about being wise, because we want to be wise entrepreneurs. We want to be wise business people, right? If we look at Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27, I like the Amplified Version because I'm wordy, and I like that it gives us a lot of description. So I'm going to read this for you, okay? So everyone who hears these words of mine, speaking of Jesus, and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible and a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, here a lot of people think that they build it on Jesus, but that's not really what it's saying here, and it'll explain it as we go further, but I want to make sure you're really clear here that the rock here refers to the Word of God, okay? And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it didn't fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell. And great and complete was the fall of it. I'm going to back up to verse 24, and let's go through this again bit by bit. So everyone who hears the words of mine. Now, we're really good about, you know, I'm going to go to church and listen to the word, or maybe we put it on, you know, the Christian radio station, or maybe you're even on this call, and you hear the word. But if we don't act, the key word here is act. If you've got your Bible, I want you to circle that word act, because we need to act upon them, obeying them. Then we're going to be sensible. We're going to be wise, because we're going to build our house on what the Word of God says and about acting on that word. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how we act on the word in just a second. But the rain fell and the floods came. So basically what he's saying is, if you listen, this is Jesus talking, he says, if you listen to my words and you act upon them, if you act them out and act like the Bible's true, what I'm saying is true, then you're going to build your house on the rock. And when the storms of life come, because they are all going to come, it tells us in the word over and over again that we're going to have storms in life, you're going to be fine. Your house is going to stay. You're going to be stable and strong. But it says, everyone who hears the words of mine and does not do them, they're going to be like a stupid, foolish man. Now, we banned the word stupid in my house when we were little, when the kids were little. That was just not a word we ever spoke. So it was really harsh for me when I read this. I don't want to be considered stupid or foolish. We're given the word of God so that we can have an amazing life. God only creates perfectly and abundantly, and he wants that for us, even though the storms of life come to all of us. You know, James 1:22 in the Message says, don't fool yourself into thinking that you're a listener when you're anything but that. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other, act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who look in the mirror, walk away, and then 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. Now, that would be absurd, right? In the New Living Translation of James 1:22, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You have to do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. Do you believe that the word of God is true? I do. Then we need to start acting like it. We need to act like the Bible is true. Just knowing the Bible is absolutely not enough. Let's look at the storm part, because this is the part that usually gets us off track. You know, this is caused by several different things. Where did the storms and the problems come from? Well, problems come because we sow bad seed. We do wrong things, right? Plain and simple. We reap what we sow. There's lots and lots of verses on that, right? They also come from storms that are attacks from the devil. Jesus tells us in John 10 in the New Living Translation that the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. But his purpose, this is Jesus talking, my purpose is to give you a rich and a satisfying life. So if we want a rich and satisfying life, we need to do the word, plain and simple, right? And the last place that storms or problems come from are bad choices. Now, sometimes it's not even really a sin. It's just not wise. It's kind of foolishness. You know, young David was a doer of the word. And that's how he defeated Goliath, the giant. In 1 Samuel 17, we see that the giant was insulted because he was challenging the army of God and an accomplished warrior king. He thought, you know what, I'm going to take on the biggest enemy. So he went after Saul and the Israelites. And what happened? They sent out a child, a teenager, someone that was not worthy to be his opponent. He was insulted. But David stood boldly on the word of God. He confessed it and he said it out loud. And he said it to the giant. He didn't just talk about the giant and the problem. He spoke the word of God directly to the giant. He said, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." Now, one of the things that I think we get confused about is we always have hope or faith for the future. And we forget that God is a God of today. His name is I Am, is one of his names. He's not saying I in the future, I in the past. He said, no, I am. I am in the present. I'm here today. This day is the day of deliverance for you. This is the day of victory for you. And that's what David said. He said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Think about it. The giant was on the hill, and he's super big, which is going to make him look even bigger. And it gives him the advantage in the battle. And David's below. He's shorter. He's down the hill. He's looking up at him. The giant clearly had the advantage, but David didn't care. In verse 47, it says that when we deal with life's problems, trusting God to anoint all that we do and not try to battle in the flesh. Now, that's a key point. It isn't that we come and we're going to do it in our strength or we're going to do it ourselves or we're going to reason it out. When we trust God to anoint all that we do and we don't try to battle it in the flesh, God will deliver the giant to us and defeat the giant in our lives. I'm not sure what it is for you in your life today, or even in your business, but it clearly states that the battle is the Lord's. The word reminds us of this in the New Living Translation when it says, he said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King, oh, I'm sorry, this is in Colossians. He said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. It tells us that also in 1 Samuel 17:47, we have to stop trying to do the battle in our flesh and with our reason. David did not conquer the giant for God. And this is one thing that I think we get really messed up on, is we see these giants in our lives or these big obstacles or these problems, these mountains that seem to just plague us or challenge us on every front. And we think, oh, we're going to conquer the giant for God. I'm going to do this for God. That's not what it says. It says that God conquered the giant for David because he said he would. It really didn't have anything to do with David. It's plainly proven here that God does not anoint our resources until we speak about God and what he's going to do. So start bragging on God and what he's promised that he would do in your life and in your business. God wants all the glory. And when we give it to him, even before the battle and in the midst of the storm, he will anoint your resources, your preparation, just what you have in your hand, a sling, a stone, a staff. And he will win the battle on your behalf. You know, Psalm 27:1 tells us that this is a psalm of David, and it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hebrews 8:6 proves that we have even a better covenant with God than David had because we're under the new covenant. Ephesians 6:10 tells us to be strong in the Lord, not be strong for the Lord. And we get that confused. What does it mean to be strong in the Lord? It's God's strength. It's God's battle. We must let God, our covenant partner, fight and work for us. Our job is to boldly speak out loud to the giants, the storms, and the problems in our lives, the word of God, and he will fight for us. God doesn't fail, and when we do this, everything changes because God and I say so. We need to write the scriptures down. I want you to put some of these scriptures down. Put them on your mirror in your bathroom. Keep them in your by your computer in your office. Put them in your notes in your phone, and look at them and read them out loud until your faith rises. Ephesians 6:10 says a final word. Okay, so this is a final word. This is important. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is the strength of my life. Hebrews 13:5, Jesus will never leave me nor forsake me. 1 Samuel 17:47, the battle is the Lord's. He's solving the problem. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The Message version puts it this way. I love it. You're my servant, serving on my side. Not God's on our side serving us. It's we're his servant. We're serving on his side. He says, I've picked you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. Then what do? We just need to praise God because his word is true. Whether you see the results right away or not, do it before the battle, during the storm, and after we see the victory. Think about it. You could have $1,000 in your pocket and die of starvation. How? If you don't use the money in your pocket to get food, it does you no good. The same goes for the word of God. You can know it or even have it in your heart, but if you don't use it, you're living your life as a starving Christian. It would be absurd. If your kids are hungry, if your kids are sick, and you have $1,000 in your pocket, you don't take it out and use it. The same thing goes for the Word of God. Stop looking at your challenges and keeping your mouth shut. Or worse yet, speaking death into the situations by saying the things that aren't turning around. Like, this stuff always happens to me. Oh, you just don't see what really goes on. I don't see how things are going to work out. Nothing good ever happens to me. It's never going to change. It's been too long. I don't have clients. I don't have bookings. I don't have prospects. I have an empty bank account. God wants to show off through you. Stop. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who by the action of his power, that's God, that's at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above, all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. So how does this apply to your life? Well, Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command. It's not this is my suggestion or this is a good idea. This is what God is saying. He says, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Put that verse on your list as well. When thoughts come that say you're not able, choose faith by saying, I can do all things through Christ. He strengthens me. It's Philippians 4:13. I actually have that written in a beautiful script above a mirror that is right as I walk outside my office. So that way there, I look into it every time when I'm ready to leave my office and when I walk into my office because I know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Romans 8:1 says, because I am in Christ Jesus, right now there is no spirit of condemnation about me. I know some of you might be thinking, well, gosh, you know, I've really kind of messed up here. I had this all wrong. Release the condemnation. The Lord does not want you condemning or feeling guilty. That's another tactic of the enemy. He wants you to walk out his word and walk out in victory and in faith. Psalm 71:20 says, even though I have seen bitter troubles, you will restore my life again. I know some of you have gone through some really rough times, whether it's been personally, in business, if you've been abused, if you live with an abusive spouse. I know, I've prayed with many of you, I know, but I want you to hold fast to this word. Even though you've seen bitter troubles, the Lord will restore your life again. Claim that promise now. Stand on that word, say it out loud, and speak it out loud to the giant. Now, how does this apply to your business? I want to just give you a few scriptures here. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I've given you the ability to create wealth in Deuteronomy. Psalm 35:27 and 28 says, it says in your word that you delight yourself in the prosperity of your servants. God delights in your success. Luke 6:38 says, we have an abundant supply when resources seem to be down or you're wondering what are you going to do. financially, or maybe you just don't seem to have the team around you to support you. Claim that verse, I have an abundant supply. Psalm 5:12 says, I walk in God's favor today in all my business dealings and with all people. God's favor rests upon me. Jesus has redeemed me from the curse of lack, poverty, and want. I am blessed because of him, according to Galatians 3:13. Deuteronomy 1:11 says, may the Lord make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless you as he has promised you. This is great for those of you that are in MLM or direct sales or party plan because, I mean, wouldn't you like to have 1,000 times what you have? God promises it here. You know, I have a resource on my website. I want you to go to the free section. Get the scriptures that say, you know, all of these amazing things. I keep this printed out. It's something I look at and read every single day because I'll be honest with you, the enemy attacks me in my thoughts every single day. I'll bet he does the same for you. So if I think it's impossible, God's word says in Luke 18:27, all things are possible. If I think it's not worth it, Romans 8:28 tells me it will be worth it. If I think, you know what, I can't manage, Philippians 4:19 says I will supply all your needs. If I'm afraid, if I'm doing something that I haven't done before, I get nervous, I get afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I repeat these over and over until I have that faith rise up because we know faith comes by hearing the word of God. If I think I'm worried and I'm frustrated, 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on me. And I do. I visualize in my mind taking each care, each burden, each frustration, each thing I'm worrying about, wrapping it up in a little package or a little bundle, and I just pray and I just give each one of those to the Lord and I lay them at his feet. Now, the key is to leave them there and not go back and pick them back up. If I think, you know, I can't forgive myself. Boy, I can forgive everybody. You know, if they hurt me, I can forgive them. One of the hardest people for me to forgive is myself. And that's a whole other topic, but it tells me that the Lord forgives me in 1 John 1:9 and Romans 8:1. So if the Lord forgives me, who am I? Am I greater than the Most High God to not forgive myself? No. Now, if I just can't figure it out and I think, man, this is too hard, I can't figure it out, I go to Proverbs 3:5 and 6 because it tells me that the Lord's going to direct my steps. And it might not be anything that I understand. And I shouldn't lean on my own understanding, but in all my ways, acknowledge the Lord and follow his path for me. And if I'm brokenhearted and I feel crushed, if someone's hurt me, Psalm 34:18 and Psalm 9:9 tells me that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. You were created to be more. Will you say so? I hope that today's blessed you and given you lots and lots of scripture to stand on. I'm going to open up the lines that are muted real quick and just see if anybody has a prayer request or a comment or anything they'd like to share real quick before we go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone?
Becky, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
My son Justin has a job interview on Friday. And he's been without work or he's been trying to find a job for the past year. It's kind of wearing heavy on his mind. He's had several interviews with different places but have been turned down. But we feel, and I'm claiming this job as God's will because he got a call. Well, he got a call while we were talking to him, and he called us back and said that he had this interview. It's close to where he lives. It's like 2 blocks away, $15 an hour, which is probably about what he needs. Then right after they called to set up to get him scheduled for the interview, he got a call from another company that he had interviewed for and told that he was not going to, they weren't going to consider him. So we just felt like this was an answer to prayer, that this is where God, this is the job that God wants him to be at. And so he's a little nervous, but he just pray that everything goes well.
Sure.
Absolutely.
The thing is we need to stand in fear. We need to see that giant of unemployment, and we need to just believe with unwavering faith that this is his job.
Yeah. And that's what I told him. I told him he was getting a little, being very, if I don't get this job, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, well, I've already claimed it for you, so you need to claim it too in Jesus' name.
Yeah. With unwavering faith is how we see things.
So,
we need to just, now that we've prayed about it, we need to make sure that we just keep praising God for it, that it's already his, and just keep praising him. Awesome. Well, I will definitely do that. Anybody else have a prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer? Okay. Father God, thank you so much for your day. Thank you that today is our day of victory. Today, the giants are being delivered into our hands because of the word of God and what you say. Thank you that faith is rising up. Lord, help us not to speak words of death or words that go and create doubt in our life, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that Justin has this job, that this is Justin's job. Lord, I pray that you would put a guard before his mouth, Lord, that you would not allow him to speak death or life into this situation, but that he will stand boldly in confidence knowing that this is his job. Lord, I thank you for increase that is coming to each and every person that's listening to this call. Lord, I thank you that you are bringing finances and clients and hosts and customers and contracts and you are bringing in new business from the north, the south, the east, the west, that we are being run down as your servants because we promise to be faithful with the financial blessings and the blessings of the resources and the people that are coming as a result. Lord, we thank you that your word does tell us that we will have 1,000 times what we have now. Lord, we thank you for that. According to Deuteronomy 1:11, Lord, I thank you that you've given us your word, that we can stand on that, and because you say so, and we boldly confess it, and then we praise you for it, Lord, we know that whatever we speak, whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that you will do. So, Lord, we ask this all in Jesus' name. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your hope. We thank you that we don't have to just be challenged by giants, but that you will fight the battle for us, that you are our covenant partner, and that we will stand strong in you, Lord. We will not stand for you, but strong in you, that you are our strength, that we will rely solely on you to fight the battle. Lord, if we get bad news immediately, Lord, have the first thought in our mind be, okay, Lord, here's something else for you. This is your battle. Lord, help me to make wise decisions. Help me not to bring about my own storm by sowing bad seeds. But, Lord, to know that if the storm does come, we have the word of God, and we are building our house, we're building our business, we're building our lives on the word of God so we can stand strong as wise men, according to Matthew 7:24. Lord, we love you, and we thank you. We thank you for this encouraging word. I pray that you'll bless each person that's listening, Lord, that you will just bless them abundantly. Lord, I thank you for the honor to serve and to be able to share your word. Lord, I pray that you will help our group to grow in size and number and strength, and that we will continue to be a mighty army ministering in the marketplace for you. Lord, that we will stand in your strength, that we will be the beacon of light, spreading the gospel, the good word to those, bringing hope to those that feel hopeless, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we love you and we praise you. We give you all the glory for everything that's done this week. We look forward to an amazing week with just amazing and uncompromised increase. Lord, we thank you for your abundance. We thank you that you're working in and through us to do things that we could not even imagine or think of, even dream of. We love you, Father God, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being with me this morning. Thank you for starting out an amazing week. God's got incredible increase for you. And if you're in a storm right now, I hope that we've given you some hope. And if you're facing a giant and you're having a challenge, remember, it's because God says so and I say so. Speak the word of God. Speak it out loud. Don't just think it. Don't live a starving life when you've got unlimited resources and riches in your pockets. That's the word of God. I love you guys. Thank you so much for giving me this honor. And if you have other prayer requests or you've got comments or anything, please go to the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page, post them there, and know that I'll be checking there and praying for you. I love you guys. Have an amazing week. I'll talk with you next Monday. Bye now.